Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. Hello, everyone. John Hansen here. I'm going to be chatting with Noah Block from Mesiro. This month, we're chatting about renting versus buying, the age-old debate. What renters, I feel like, gloss over is they say, yeah, but I didn't have to pay for when they fixed the toilet. I didn't have to pay when they fixed the laundry machine. But if you rented for 30 years at $2,500 a month, slash not really, it's going to go up every year in theory. At the end of that 30 years, if the landlord says bye-bye, you are leaving there and you have earned absolutely nothing.
Right, right. Renters, you know, some people are like, I'm done throwing money at nothing. And that's usually when they're ready to start considering buying.
So how do you have that conversation with folks if they're kind of curious? Maybe people around your age, you're 30-ish. Mm-hmm. I won't tell your exact age. It's 30. What do you tell people? Is it really an individual decision that you need to open up the books and see what's under the hood?
I think it really is an individual decision. It's looking at the numbers. And again, like I said before, it's also looking at, you know, emotionally, is that what you want? Do you want to have a place that you call your own? Do you want to have a place that, you know, feels like you're not throwing money away? So the two of those combined are usually, you know, what we talk about with clients is, are you ready financially and are you ready emotionally to be a home buyer?
I think the financial aspect is hard to sometimes break down, mm-hmm. because we look at this big house and the price of a house is a big number. You really got to kind of look at how much money you're bringing in and how much you're spending. How do you walk people through those ratios? I mean, what's like the ideal percentages that you look at and advise for people?
Sure. There's two main percentages. One is, and I just throw out the 28%. So okay. 28% means that less than 28% of your gross income.
And what does gross income mean again?
Think of it what your salary is.
Okay.
So if your monthly salary is $10,000,
okay.
before taxes, before all that stuff that comes out, just gross. So the full thing, you know, if it's $10,000, you want less than 28% of that being spent on your home. So that would be $2,800.
And that's including the insurance you're paying on it, everything that has to do with that house.
That is. And most lenders, so the banks or mortgage lenders, are looking at those numbers with you because they don't want to lend somebody's money who is spending 50% of their gross salary on their home because that's a liability to the bank. So they're kind of not on your side, but helping you make the right decision as well. So these ratios, they apply as well.
28%. I think a lot of people, whether they are renting or buying, are spending more than 28% of their income on their homes.
I think so. I think with rents going up and with home prices and interest rates right now, I think we're definitely seeing that. Again, this is not a end-all be-all. It's kind of a by-the-book number. And if it means for a period of time you're over that because you know, hopefully your salary will increase, that's okay. But that's kind of the barometer we try to tell clients to stay under.
Noah, can you see me trying to crunch the numbers in my head and having a hard time talking and doing that at the same time?
I can't.
Yeah, right, because I'm kind of looking up. And
it's relatively low.
Yeah, I'll have to bust out my calculator here afterwards. Talk about income to how much debt you want to take on. That's another part of the equation, right?
Yeah, the other one is, you know, you want all of your liabilities. So whether that's your rent or your mortgage or student loans, credit card debt, car loans, all of that combined, we want that to be less than 36%. So not adding much more to that 28% for the rest of your liabilities.
Well, so that's a great point because someone might be like, well, I'm well under the 28%. I'm able to buy a house, but they've got three car payments. They've got student loan debt. And really, they'd be taking on 50% debt to income. You have to put those numbers both in play.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, lenders are going to look at that because it's not just about the home. They're looking at you as a person. How much are you, you know, in debt? What is the risk to the bank or to the lender to give you money to buy this home? So
one thing about the money you would need for a down payment, I feel like you got to have a little buffer too. When you move in, if the furnace breaks the first day, you still need to heat your house.
You absolutely need a buffer. And I kind of alluded to it before, but in today's really competitive housing market, you also may need to put a little bit more down to win the bidding process. So 20% in today's market is probably a little bit low too.
All right, Noah, we'll keep our conversation going next week on our Mesiro Monday podcast, 877-MESIRO, MESIROW.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.